Sneaker Business Talk. It's the Soul Material Podcast.
All right, welcome back, friends. It's the Soul Material Podcast, the podcast you cheer for, the channel you cheer for. It's T Mark, the Street Shark. I'm here.
Hey, man, OGEO, welcome.
All right, we're in the building, giving some sneaker business talk, giving that clarity over popularity. So let's just dive in. This episode, we're talking about signature moments. You've heard us talk about it before, but now it's the signature moment that leads to the signature shoes. All right, and then when you have a signature moment in the signature shoe, you're cementing building blocks to the legacy. All right, so we have some young talent starting to develop. Get those signature moments. We just want to keep telling that story and moving forward to where we're at right now. So just want to pass the rock over to the OG. Let's talk about some signature moments that get to those signature sneakers.
Understood. Well, you know, me being the OG, I got to go to the very first moment that I had. And we're going to pass it to the Shark later to talk about the present and the future. But let's go back to 1991, and I remember going to KB Toys and getting Bulls versus Blazers for my birthday for the Sega Genesis. And during that time, there was a special guy that I could not stand because he always came to the Capitol Center and gave us the business that were in the NBA Finals. And I just recall him playing against one of my favorite players, Magic Johnson, in the shoe. That I was like, what are those pieces of art? It was the Air Jordan 6 Infrared. And when he hit that layup against the Lakers, that reverse up, down, and the angle of the camera, you could see not only the move, but if you look at other angles, you saw what was on his feet. I was like, anti-Jordan, don't care. I have to get those. And this was the shoe that started it for me. Was not for that moment, watching it live on TV, who knows? But this was when athletic shoes for the gym or for going to the playground became, oh, don't step on these. I got to keep these clean. These mean the world to me. I may sleep in these. This was the signature moment for me. So shout out to MJ. A lot of people have that story, but I was there and watched it live. The Air Jordan 6 was the signature moment for me that kicked off a lot for what brands are doing now. What athletes have been doing now for the past 30 years. But to me, this was my origin story as far as the signature kicks, signature moment, watching it on TV and saying, I cannot wait till I get old enough, grown enough. I'm going to get those. And thankfully, retro and the remaking shoes have been a thing. And this is the last retro with Nike Air on the back. So kudos to Jordan Brand for bringing these back out. My first signature moment. 1991 NBA Finals, the 91-92 season, when these came out, the Air Jordan 6. And from that point on, there's been a whole lot of moments in shoes and a whole lot of shoes made by moments. And I'm going to kick it off the Shark because there was a moment, and particularly this season, that had everyone sparking, asking if the person the Shark's going to talk about is the next person that I just got finished mentioning, which is crazy to say. But looking at the athletic ability, the defensive prowess, looking at just the agility, the will, the want, being at a smaller market, making that market something, I don't know, Shark. Kick it off to you.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we already know who we're talking about here. None other than Ant-Man, all right, over up in Minnesota. Young Timberwolf is really getting it in. And this is that post-USA run. If you're that star, when you get that first lick where you're the star of USA basketball, that next season is always the jump when you are that guy. And the MJ silhouette, just in the moves and the footwork and the old man game, but with the power, the strength, just the way that his jumper is, the mechanics to his jumper are just, you know, mirror. And then he just got the springy bounce. You got the attitude. You got the brass. He will try you, and he got the dog in the fight. To keep going and going and going. So yeah, shout out to Ant-Man just for having his first signature shoe, the AE1. All right. So this is the All-Star colorway. All right. These keep selling out. All right. So we got some McDonald's All-American game coming up with some special editions coming out soon. All right. And then like every colorway, these are selling out. But when he puts you on a poster with the shoes on, that's free advertisement. That's free game for you. That's the perfect intersectionality of the right moment, the right guy, and then the right time. All right. Adidas is turning the corner with more of their silhouettes and their signature athletes. And they have pushed more into Anthony Edwards and the way that they have built his, PR. And their campaigns, it's really organic. It's really him. It's not cartoony in the wrong way. He's being authentic. Believe that, he's giving some promotions to the community. But at the end of the day, you get that carbon fiber heel cup on the back too, the embossed, and these have another switch up on the laces too. These, give you a little Yeezy vibes of what the real performing Yeezy basketball shoe would look like. These translate on and off the court. So we're checking some major boxes here. This toe box is a little narrow, so I would suggest Yeezy sizing, a little half size up. That's from my experience. I had to give them up because the size, the toe box is narrow. So us wide footers, half size up. But yeah, Ant-Man, we already saw the Bushi wear and, had the Marvel. Go back to, our YouTube and Instagram pages. You'll see some reels and some shorts on, the Anthony Edwards Ant-Man when the Ant-Man movie franchise with Marvel had a special edition. But this is the first signature, all right? So he's an all-star, getting to be a starter, really, cementing the superstar hood on the team. But it comes with the signature moments. Get your cameras ready. Get your popcorn ready. We like what Ant-Man is doing over there. All right. So, but just as we keep this conversation going full circle, just because I had something in arm's reach before we transition to, what's next and what's going forward. Just, another moment that I couldn't I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about this in this type of episode with the signature moment. Sometimes the signature moment isn't necessarily on the court, but it's so cultural that it becomes a sneaker clashing moment. All right. So just empty the gym and just hear that ball bouncing. All right. And get that rhythm of the ball bouncing. Get that going for the track. We got some RBK AI action. You know what I'm about to do.
Oh, this Jada. Is the two.
All right, Jada. Jada Kiss, Allen Iverson. Literally, the A5. Jada and AI in the A5s. Come on. This is Bubba Chuck.
Been nice since people's watching movies on beta.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Patent leather toe, tumble leather, premium material, exquisite. All right. Anybody that hoped in AIs, all right. I don't get, especially 1 through 5. All right. They were all great performing shoes. All definitely. Right. Even some of the latter ones with the DMX and everything like that, with the and then Pump, I'm more like the Instapump in latter years more than they got to some of the big whatever they were trying to push on everybody. But yeah, they're any Reebok AI 1 through 5, all day. All right, and this was a order acquisition pickup. All right, so we always funky about it. I'll have it repeated here, but I know I didn't pay more than $40 for this shoe. because I don't know why. the classics. They just gotta stick with them. So this is a retro shoe. But hey, be remiss, this was too cultural for a signature moment, you know, that we couldn't not talk about that. All right. So, but moving forward, who's next? You had mentioned MJ was playing against Magic Johnson in the finals when he had the lean up, switch it up, spectacular move. Just want to talk about Magic Johnson because he was on the other side with some Converse. All right. So this shoe is actually the classic Converse weapon. All right. You know, do I need to line them up, you know, back to back on them? You know what I'm saying? That's that poster, Magic and Bird era. Want to choose your weapon. All right. But this is a special edition, you know, because that's what the show does over here. It's actually a Space Jam old collaboration. So these are Marvin the Martian. So just another collaboration. There were some Aero Jams in this pack for the Monstars. But you know how we just go the other way with it. you know what I mean? So, but again, Converse weapon. But why am I talking about Converse? Who is wearing Converse right now? Who's a MVP candidate, top two? Maybe not number two, but is number two, SGA.
That boy.
Ty Gilgeous Alexander, balling, hooper, all right? Converse, sneaker free agent, MVP candidate. Let's see, number one seed in the West, see how they end up in the playoffs. But we're talking about he could be the next signature shoe athlete. Do we think that, you know, he has, you know, style off the court. So he, you know, Converse has blessed him with a couple PEs off the court shoes, you know. But what do we think? Can we sell some basketball shoes with SGA, whether Converse or another brand picks him up and makes a signature?
Balling out, he's balling. That's what it's all about. Because Mike said it best, but average 2 points a game, it ain't going to matter. Him being Oklahoma City, it's been done there before with Durant and with Westbrook, and it goes back to his game, his performance, and what he is doing. If you look at his numbers, his analytics, it is off the charts of what he does inside the paint, his efficiency, and his leadership. And that squad, man, is young, and it's like they could keep that squad together. Man, you're talking about the next 4 to 5 seasons with them really roaring. So if someone picks him up now, it would be the, as you call it, the escalator of things for him to come, man, because right now he's not even near his prime yet.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, and then again, now you got some competition in the West, you know, with Ant-Man and SGA and leading the young pups are, you know, leading their teams and get these signature moments. So let's, you know, keep the arc of the story going and keep looking ahead a little bit more. So, who do you think? Let's just name a couple guards who aren't, or just players, even if it's a big man, who you would think deserves a signature shoe. Let's do at least 3 or 4 of them. You know what I mean? So, you know, some guards and some talent, even if they're young. I think Wembanyama, within the next 2 years, they got to do something, right? I don't think PEs are going to work for that big of a draw. You know what I mean? So, but is he too big of, like, will he sell the shoes? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I we'll see. You know, he already signed like a Louis Vuitton, you know, the deal or something like that. But Wembanyama, like, if I'm thinking guards, you know, there's, you know, if I'm thinking East and West, you know, especially all-stars are in the last 2 years ascending. You got a little Jalen Brunson, you know, on the East Coast. And then you got a De'Aaron Fox, Swiper. Yep. You know, on the West Coast, you know, Jalen, you know, he's kind of buried in the Nike. He wears a lot of his own, I think Kobe's by his own choice, rather than, you know, be part of some lineage. But, you know, we got De'Aaron Fox. He's definitely coming to his own and, signed up with the Curry brand, you know, and it's the first active athlete while, you know, Steph is still, playing that, in the NBA, he's on this brand. So I don't see, you know, at least one of those three I just named, you know what I'm saying, has to, you know, and I don't know which particular order is Wemby, Fox, and Brunson, but like, sounds like Fox is more feasible because he's on that trajectory because you're already the face of a up-and-coming brand. So what do you think over there, OG?
Man, you just stole the show because I was thinking about some of the customs that Fox wore last year that was Under Armour that were just fire. I was hoping that they would drop some of those. But you mentioned Brunson. I'm trying to think who does not have a signature shoe.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah, because everyone, even if it's a lower brand, someone is signed to someone. Is Mbane from the Grizzlies, is he signing anyone?
I don't think so. He's a sleeper in this market, but he's solid, though, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a down year because of what's gone on with but if that team, if they can keep him, he's a person that I would like to see, even if it's kind of a mid-brand, have a situation, because he's been solid the past 2 or 3 years as far as a guard goes, that may be on the under the radar, he comes to mind. Try to think of a big man or forward. I assume Porter has a deal, Michael Porter.
I mean, after his Puma deal dried up or expired, I didn't really catch on to him, really signing it, because he's been switching it up a little bit, especially in some more team bank, Nikes and sometimes Pumas. We know that the Joker is signed with like 360, and clearly, because he signed, I seen Caldwell Pope in a bunch of 360 shoes. So, Porter, if you want some 360 shoes, I'm sure there's plenty in the locker room right now that you can get. I was just thinking, because like you said, you know, you got the CJ McCollums with the Lee Nang, Kyrie's with Anta, and then, you know, the tree of Dwayne Wade and Wade with Butler and D'Angelo Russell. But I was thinking, you know, like Halliburton or somebody, you know what there I'm saying? I think he needs at least one more year to be just solid to earn it, you know what I mean? But there's really, because I tried to think of big man, I tried to think of who has the personality, who's, even if they're young and up and coming or just established, you know, Carl Anthony Towns kind of was up there, but now I was just like, you're not consistent enough. And I just don't know if he really wants all of what comes with that. Because it's a little bit of responsibility to carry that, you know, especially into the community and really, you know, doing the 360. That's why I always love the community aspects of this, the signature athletes, to attach it to their foundations, their community initiatives, their philanthropic, you know, things to refurbish. And, you know, just like our friends over the Curry brand are here to change the game for good and really create spaces to safe cases. Spaces for kids to play, and that's a strategic initiative to do that all over the country. So, you know, you just always salute when you do the collaborations with Brandon Jennings and things like that, and just crossing over those type of platforms. So, just taking those advantages of those opportunities, because again, we have a collaborations episode, and just you can call back just to know the importance of creating the signature moment with the signature shoe, and then aligning with the artist or the perfect collaborator that kind of speaks your story, or you know, brings the intersectionality of the arc of the grind and how you got to where you're at and why you're ascending at the same time. It's just magical when those moments can come together. So, but again, athletes, got to do your part. We talked about it with like LaMelo Ball, first signature shoe, signature moments, all-star, really was taking off. Kids really loved the shoe. And then we got to the 2 and the 3, had some injury problems, lackluster, you know, and turnover with your team, the coaching, the executive management. So it was he wasn't on the court long enough and the team didn't perform enough. So he didn't have as many opportunities to really make those moments. So that's the yin in the yang. But other athletes on any teams don't really stick out to me that really are like, you're there. Because you got to like look at the USA roster and you think of who. But, you know, because it's okay for Bam Adebayo to sign with Jordan Brand and just have PEs. But you really don't need to have the signature, you know, that's for Jason Tatum and the Luka Doncic of the world. So, so we'll see. But you know, coming soon, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, is supposed to be getting the signature shoe, regardless of which brand. We think that, you know, his elevator that he's been on, an escalator, shall I say, because it's really been a steady progression, and getting to MVP status, that's going to come down to the end of the season as we wind down. And then, you know, you're always thinking about next new young talent, like I said, with Wembanyama or maybe whoever else is in some drafts coming soon. But got to look out for the ladies, too, before we wrap up, too, because, you know, we got Breonna Stewart has the Stewie has the signatures over at Puma. And then we got the Sabrina Ionescu. You know, those shoes are taking off, and a lot of the NBA players have embraced that shoe. It's on Nike ID, a lot of customizations, a lot of cool colorways, and it looks like that shoe really performs in some Kobe-ish, you know, GT cut mold vibe. So shout out to things that are going on for the signature side with the ladies, because, you know, we have those moments, and she had to, Sabrina was a part of NBA All-Star Weekend just to have a shootout with Steph Curry. What a moment for the intersectionality that we're talking about here. So, so OG, give us some wrap up commentary for the signature shoes, signature moments, how they're tied together, and how they tell the story.
Yeah, definitely. With us now kicking off the NBA playoffs, and me being a junkie that I am, looking forward to the NBA draft. And honestly, man, us trying to predict the trajectory of who's next and why. I'm looking forward to some young player. I'm hoping Kuminga, hopefully, that could really blast off in the playoffs and get the engine going a little bit faster with them possibly getting a signature shoe or being considered. But Kuminga's on my wish list. I think that he's next up. I think with the organization and everything that's at Golden State, with everything that's going on, he's going to be a clear number two. And I just hope that he can have the personality to kind of keep, like I said, everything up. But I'm looking forward to somebody in the playoffs, surprisingly, to have their trajectory up. And hopefully they'll get a PE or something that can kind of just be different than what everyone else is doing. And everyone that's not maybe an all-star or so forth, someone that can rise up to the occasion. So that's what I'm looking for coming this NBA playoffs. We'll see. But coming this NBA draft as well, you never know. So look forward to the next episode we have like this. We'll talk about the next person that we see. But I think SGA is that dude. He's proven to be that dude. And as long as he stays healthy, he's next up.
Yeah, you know. And one more player before I forget, just toss it out there on whack before we close this one out. You know, because I talked about Jason Tatum, but his teammate, you know, Jaylen Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because he's been covering up the swooshes, you know. Like, I'm just targeting him and just putting it on wax. Jaylen, just get somebody help connect the dots. You are the guy, you know, who does the philanthropy and the activism. You need to be making your own shoe. You know, like, you know, or get with Saia Collective, or, you know, like, get that black-owned business. You know, you represent, your personal brand looks like you need to fully cut ties with everyone and do something from scratch. I'd love to see that type of movement if those resources, and that's something, that's a project that you'd be willing to take on. I really felt like he's that type of person that could really translate to taking things to another level of that entrepreneurship and really standing on that business of, you know, owning yourself, your livelihood, everything, and really being able to provide products and resources that are tangible to your community, your causes, and all of the philanthropic stories that I just told you about with some other brands that make them more set up for that longevity, because that's the way that we're going in the Gen Zs and the you know, you got to care. You know, the old machine, like, it's slowly but surely, you know, there's a mentality that just says that you got to care a little bit more about what's going on in these communities and the people who you really are the consumers of these products. So that's why we do what we do over the here at this Soul Material Podcast and give you that clarity over popularity. We give you that sneaker business talk because we definitely wanted to dive into those layers of the storytelling and the relationships of sneaker moments, the signature sneakers, signature athletes, how it all comes together, where we're at, where we're going. Until next time, friends, it's T-Mark the Street Shark signing off.
And your man, OGEO. Until next time, peace to you.